The Biden administration wants the era of remote work to end. Now, obviously, there's going to be some pushback, but if you are a federal employee in the Washington, D.C. area or know somebody, I would expect that your bosses are going to be checking in to see if you are going to come into the office anytime soon, because the fact of the matter is the vast majority of federal office space has not been used and is still not being used. A recent study found that on average, only about 25% of federal office space is being used. And the Biden administration, particularly now at the White House and the West Wing, is trying to change that.
Are there specifics here about agencies and who has to come back?
Not yet, because I would say the specifics are being sorted out from agency to agency. So in April, the Office of Management and Budget, not to get too wonky here, set out new guidelines, basically saying you have to actually put pen to paper and establish a real plan to get your employees to come to the office more. And each agency is crafting their own plans. Now, some agencies responded quickly, but a lot of these agencies have not responded quickly at all and have been sort of dragging their feet because the inertia of the sort of remote work environment is really strong. I mean, not just in the federal government, but every workplace in America, and federal government in some ways is the biggest workplace in America. Basically, it's going to be an agency by agency response. And I think part of the reason why I was able to obtain this letter, in all honesty, is because the administration and the White House in particular is trying to lean on all these cabinet officers to really make a difference and really push and make probably some people uncomfortable.
Why has the White House taken this position? Is it in part to help D.C. economically or for a variety of other reasons, maybe?
There are a variety of reasons. One is, to your point, D.C. economically. I mean, in her third inaugural address earlier this year, Mayor Bowser really put pressure on the White House to actually do something one way or another, because there's all this office space. And essentially her message was either give the city back the office space or get people back in the buildings. Because as you know, if you walk around downtown D.C. these days, oftentimes it still seems like a ghost town in some areas. So that is definitely part of it. I will say the bigger part is that Chief of Staff Jeff Zients is a big believer in office culture, creating better results. And the fact of the matter is that creating a good office culture, especially in that first year of COVID, was really, really difficult in the White House and through the administration. People still talk about it as not the happiest administration, not the happiest White House that they have been a part of. And I think Jeff Zients in particular has really honed in on this issue as something to improve office culture as a way of trying to make things happen faster.
Do we know whether they're pushing for Monday through Friday or just more days? Like you go in a couple days a week?
I think it's going to start with just a couple days a week. And then in a year from now, we could be talking about 5 days a week.